Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
Like burgers? Like chicken? Then you'll love the new Flame Grilled Chicken Burger from Burger King. Just 2 for $5. The new Flame Grilled Chicken Burger. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
This is Mary Wells.
Yes.
Stick together. All right, let's do this. Let's take your calls. You know you're out there, and you know you're in your car, and you know you have a cell phone, and you know we can take your call, and I'm going to give you the number. So call us. If you've never called before, especially call us. Tell us anything you want to tell us, that your basement's flooded or that you're so glad it's not flooded and everybody around you is. Don't you feel horrible when that happens, when, like, every other neighbor? Well, the tornado came and took all our roofs, house except you, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
We're so happy for you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, then there's that story I gave you today, that one woman. Did you see that?
No, I'll go read it right now. In fact, I'll give the numbers and I'll read this. The Christian woman?
Yes.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I love this story. We'll give you the numbers and we'd be happy to talk with you. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Or the easiest of all, especially if you're in your car, on the cell phone, it's *KTRS. We have a woman down in Texas who says that her Christian faith gave her the power to redirect a tornado away from her home. This is unbelievable. Listen up. If you've ever doubted the power of telling God what to do, Sabrina Lowe said that 10 family members were visiting her apartment Saturday, and they heard that noise of a train. That's what everybody says the tornado sounds like a train. And they knew a tornado was approaching. She says, we went outside, now listen carefully, folks, and started commanding the winds because God has given us authority over the winds. We just began to command the storm to not hit our area. We command you to not hit our area. We spoke to the storm and we said, go to unpopulated places, and it did exactly what we said because God gave us the authority to do that. Well, I am glad to know this.
What about some of the other Christians that were around that were praying and the tornado hit their house?
Well, they weren't praying hard enough, apparently.
I think that's probably...
They didn't have command of the wind.
Right, Dan.
God didn't give them the authority.
Okay.
But he gave Sabrina Lowe and her family.
Sure, he did.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
It was an EF4 tornado. Wind speeds up to 180. Was one of 9 confirmed tornadoes that swept through the Dallas area, killing 11 people and destroying more than 1,000. Now, how about this?
Killed some people.
Yeah, how about this, Sabrina? You sound very selfish to me. Why didn't you tell us to just leave Texas?
Yeah. Go back in the air. Whereest you came
up
from.
Up higher. Killed 8 people, destroyed about 600 buildings near in Garland as it barreled north from Sunnyvale, where Sabrina Lowe lives. No one was killed in Rowlett, but the tornado damaged or destroyed about 450 buildings. Sabrina, why didn't you tell it? And don't hurt any buildings!
Yeah, or people. Don't kill anybody.
No, Sabrina's pretty selfish. With all that power she has, she only used it to save her own family.
Wasn't Sabrina a witch as well on TV?
There was that.
The teenage witch.
Yeah, Sabrina the teenage witch.
I always get a big chuckle out of people who think that they told God what to do and he did it.
Or he gave them the power.
Yeah, or he gave...
God came
except
to me.
Except when they say he gave them the power to make a piece of cloth blessed. Okay, I believe that. Or that water... Holy water, they send you in a little vial. All right, don't mess with that, because that's probably true. Let's take some calls. We got a lot of them. Let's start with Vern. Hey, Vern.
Yeah.
Hey, Vern. How you doing?
Yep. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
First time caller.
Well, let's give him a big round of applause. Yeah. He's a first time caller.
AM and the PM guys.
Thank you, Vern. Hallelujah. Glad to have you with us. What can we do for you?
I live in South County. I had open heart surgery about 6 months ago.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm great. They did a great job. I'd do it all over again if I had to. I wasn't scared and everything, but I've had a lot of complications of fatigue and depression.
I have that. I have all that. Maybe I should have open heart surgery. Open heart surgery, by the way, has become a walk in the park. It's so common. So I think you're going to be fine.
Hey, and did they tell you that depression is kind of a common side effect after that happens?
Not until I started getting in this black hole. Like, I wouldn't answer my phone. I don't want to talk to none of my friends because of all the negativity. My point is, I've just been trying to stay away from any kind of excitement, you know?
So you listen to us.
Yeah, I don't want to keep the heart pumping, you know? I don't want to blow a fuse somewhere.
Yeah, but that's the place to be.
Yeah.
So I live in South County. I'm on the second floor. And I got up. I had a turkey I baked last night, and I had the gravy in the oven, and I had my canned goods because I got titanium in my spine, too, so I don't move too quick. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I had the... I had the canned goods over here, and I had a one-pound can of Libby's string beans.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got up out of the lounge chair, grabbed my vegetables, and took them to the kitchen, I saw something weird out the patio door. It was like a little blue dot. And I looked. I got out of the chair, and I looked.
That's the light. That's the light that Larry Connors uses when he goes by and looks at your house.
Yeah,
look at your roof.
He thought he drove by your house the other day.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm saying that.
So I can't believe I got to get on the phone and tell you the story because I called the wrong number and Joan told me to call you guys. So I get out of the lounge chair and I look. Well, the guy lives downstairs from me. He parks his car right by his patio door in a parking lot, and I'm parked across from him. I have a 86 Lincoln Continental. It's an old white Lincoln, you know.
Yeah.
You there?
I'm here. We're here. We're
sorry, guys.
We're listening.
Anyway, I get up, and I see, the guy had a body just like my neighbor downstairs, and I thought, 3 o'clock in the morning, that ain't his hours. So this guy, turns out, is a thief looking in his car.
Uh-oh.
Well, I try to get my patio door open. It's so heavy, and I'm pretty weak. Well, I got it cracked about 3 inches, and I started screaming and pounding on the door, the glass. He walks over. What's he do? He wouldn't look up. He walks over to my Lincoln. Now I'm out of my mind. I haven't been this mad probably in 10 years.
You have a gun?
Do I?
Yeah.
A BB gun.
Yeah, get a gun. Get a gun. Everybody should have a gun. Get a gun.
Oh, I know.
Now you'll get one. Go ahead.
I finally get the door open, and I'm screaming at him. He's got my doors are locked. He must have had a Slim Jim. He opens my driver's door on my Lincoln, and I go out there in my pajamas and my robe, and the wind's atrocious. I mean, that cold air hit my lungs. I couldn't even breathe. While I'm screaming at him obscenities, he had his butt and his right leg in my car and his left leg on the ground. Well, he would not look up, but he got out of my car. He shut the door. I'm leaning, trying to hold my balance up on the banister.
Is this the pulling your leg joke?
No, I'm telling you guys the truth.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I took that can of string beans. It's a one-pound can, and I threw it with everything I had in my body, and I hit him in the head.
Way to go.
You did?
Way to go.
I hit him good. Like a boomerang.
Did it knock him out?
It knocked him silly. He never went down, but he stumbled, and he called me a couple of choice words, but he would never look up. So he grabs his head. I already got 911 on the phone.
I was going to say, did you call them?
He stumbles away, and I'd say about 70 feet from my car is a dumpster. He went over, and he leaned on that. He must have got his senses. And then he took off like a racehorse. down the parking lot.
So when you said he called you choice words, I think one of the worst things you can be called is you dirty bean thrower.
Yeah, string beans. String bean thrower.
Well, you're lucky to hit him. I don't think I could hit him. I'm not that good a shot with a baseball.
But I was so mad, and I haven't had that kind of therapy in 2 years.
Well, that was good physical therapy. You need to get a gun, though. You know what? If he looks down the barrel of a couple barrels of a shotgun, he'll drop everything and leave your car alone.
Yeah.
You need to get
one. That's all I got, boy. When I saw him go to my thing, and he was able to pop my door open.
You're the first caller that's ever thrown a can of beans at a burger.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
I'll bet, you know.
We're not going to get many of those.
Did he get anything out of your car?
No. I don't know. Maybe he didn't like what he... Well, I got x-rays and a cane, and I got my walker in the back seat.
Were you still able to eat the beans?
Oh, no. They went flying down the parking lot.
He probably took them.
Oh, you hit him so hard. You hit him so hard you cracked open a can of beans?
I don't know if it ever...
The can rolled away.
Yeah, it rolled away. The parking lot was down.
If you'd had a gun, you could have held him at gunpoint.
Yeah.
And tied him to a chair and taken the beans, eaten the whole can, pulled your pants down, shoved your butt in his face.
Yeah. That's torture.
That's torture, buddy. He'll never come back to your house again.
I should have opened my robe, went down there, and showed him this scar I got in the middle of my zipper down going on my chest.
Yeah, see, I got this killing a burglar. You want to be next?
Yeah.
But I cannot believe that can hit him in the head. He was stumbling for 75 feet from my car.
You got a good story for the rest of your life.
This was last night?
No, this was Saturday.
3 o'clock in the morning. No, today.
Oh, today?
Oh, yeah.
Last night, 3 o'clock this morning.
All right. Well, good story. You call anytime.
So it snapped me out of my depression. I haven't had such a good laugh, and now I can't get off the telephone.
Well, you can. If you want us to, we'll cut you.
What area of South County?
I'm at the Terra View Apartments there off of South Lindbergh.
Yeah.
By Hooters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad you called. You get depressed, you call us, okay?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Vern.
I hope you got a laugh out of that.
Happy New Year. We did. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. Help to stay healthy.
You too. That sounded like a guy who could use some excitement, and he got it.
Yeah.
By throwing a can of beans at a guy and hitting him in the head. Never hear that again. I think this is Michael. Michael, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing fantastic.
Hey, I love your stories about when your kids, you talk about your kids. So here's one of my best ones, and it's kind of pertinent right here at Christmas.
Okay.
What I did was, after Christmas, about 4 days, I had a buddy come over, and he came over to check out the deck. And when he came back in, he got my son and my daughter and said, "Hey, I think there's some packages up on your roof." So, Nick went out there and, you know, I had two Christmas presents that I took up there the day before. So he comes running in and says, Dad, you got to get the ladder. You get the ladder. So we get the ladder out and he wants to climb up there and get him. I said, "No, you know, I'll get him." So I start to climb up the ladder and then, I kind of stop and hesitate and they're both looking at me like, what's going on? So I come back down and they're like, Dad, the presents. So I walk over and I said, "Now, you know, these presents are, you know, Santa probably dropped them, but, you know, they might be Jimmy or Barb's down the street. I can't, you know."
No, that's a good one.
It might not be yours. You guys okay with that? Yeah. Go see.
Now, how old were your kids at this time?
Oh, they were like, you know, four and three or
22,
something like that.
22 and 28.
Yeah.
So they still, you know, had the belief, you know. So yeah. I said, "Okay." So then I, you know, went up on the roof and, you know, naturally, you know, it was for them. And, you know, he talked about that for like weeks on end, that Santa accidentally left two packages.
You know what? That's a great, I've never heard of anybody doing that.
I wish I would have recorded it because it was hilarious.
That's a great idea, you know? Except for the fact not everybody should be getting on a ladder. You do that when you're young and your kids are young.
Right. And they just thought it was the coolest thing.
That's a great idea.
You know,
that's a great idea.
And it don't have to be a great present at the end, you know, to just something, anything, you know, that they could enjoy.
No, just the idea that Santa dropped a couple of packages on the roof. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it was. It really, like I said, I wish I would have video recorded. And the only other thing is, if I can make a public service announcement, is
Hold on. A public service announcement is something controlled by the FCC, and they require that we have a conference before we let somebody make one who's not a public. Hang on a second. Hang on.
I don't know. All right,
we're going to let you do it. Go ahead.
The following is a public service announcement.
For all the people that are jogging in the morning and walking their dogs in the street, continue to wear all black and disregard the sidewalks.
Oh. So. I know exactly what you're talking
especially
about.
Especially wear black at night.
Yeah.
Nothing reflective.
Nothing reflective whatsoever.
Reflective clothing blinds drivers. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. And forget about the sidewalks.
Because you know what? Other people need those sidewalks. Mm-hmm. And when you, like elderly, and when you use them up, you could run into somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Stay in the middle of the street dressed in black. That's a great suggestion, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, keep doing that for everybody.
All right. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Oh, as one of your callers used to say, thanks for calling.
Oh, that was Moon.
The late Moon. Thank you, Michael.
All right, take care.
All right. That actually is a good idea. But if you do it on the edge of the roof, just so you barely have to get up to get it. Not on the top of the roof, but Santa dropped a couple of presents. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they were for us or somebody else. I like that, except for the ladder part. I'm not getting the ladder anymore. This is Jimbo. Hello, Jimbo.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Going great. There was an old song, Jimbo, Jimbo, where are you going to go, yo? Jimbo, Jimbo, what you going to do, yo? I didn't say it was a good song.
No.
It's just an old song.
You sang it pretty well.
Thank you. What's up, Jimbo?
I just wanted to call and say, happy Christmas, happy holidays, happy New Year.
That covers it all.
Also, AM and the PM.
Thank you. He's got it all covered. He covered everything.
He covered everything, yeah. I don't want to offend anyone.
Well, thank you.
But, yeah. So my question was, I've been listening for a long time, and I've been away for a couple of years, and I was wondering what happened to, she used to be on the show, I think her name was Kathy?
Kathy, yes.
Yeah, I was wondering, I don't know if
Kathy was,
you didn't hear the tragic story about Kathy?
Kathy was,
tragic.
Hit by a semi, like a tractor trailer truck.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Standing on the corner.
Really?
Yeah, so she's no longer with us. And we don't talk about it very much, but yeah, Kathy's in heaven with Bernice. She's with Bernice.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. That was about 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Kathy hadn't been here so long, we didn't even know about it because we had kind of lost touch with her.
Yeah.
And then somebody related to her or something told us the horrible story. So.
Oh, that was terrible.
That is terrible. But hey, Mary, Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
All right, Jimbo.
I'll talk to you later.
I hope so. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I do not want any part of anything that just happened.
What? What? What's wrong with you?
I don't know what he means.
Yeah. He doesn't like to talk about tragedy.
Yeah, I know.
Dan's a happy-go-lucky guy. Tragedy.
Well, the relationship you and Kathy had, I know. You don't want to involve yourself.
I got news for you. I can't even really ever talk about the relationship I had with Kathy.
No.
Or I'll have some splaining to do when I get home. Kathy and I were tight. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, how are you?
I'm good. And I wish you guys a good afternoon and a happy new year. And I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, my goodness. It's first-time caller. Let's welcome Bob. Bob, we're so glad you called. What can we do for you?
Well, I thought I'd share a couple of points, one of which is I'm one of the multitude of folk that you have listening in Illinois.
We have a lot.
I know you do. And I thought I would also let you know that listening to your story a half hour or so ago about jewelry,
mm-hmm.
my son worked for a jeweler who will go unnamed, and he had the offer as an employee to have anything he wanted in the store at 60% off as a discount for an employee.
Yeah, and they still made money.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And finally, I realize as a kind of accidentally stumbled into this notion, but I just retired after about 40 years in the social service business.
Good for you.
And it occurs to me that I'm eligible for the priesthood.
Really?
Item one, I've essentially taken a vow of poverty given the meager social service pension that I've got.
Okay, that's good.
And not unlike you, Frank, I've been married for 40 years, and even though it kind of snuck up on me, I've also taken a vow of
celibacy.
Celibacy and obedience.
Obedience.
You're perfect.
Yeah.
You're perfect.
Well, that was all I wanted to share, except a good New Year's wish for all of you.
All right, Father. And
hope that boy becomes a rat man someday.
Father Bob.
He will one day. Thank you, Father Bob.
You
bet. Get used to it. That's what you're going to be called, Father Bob. All right, we have to take a break. Colin Jeffrey on the phone again.
Yes.
What a slacker.
I hear he is working the morning shift this week.
Oh, well, he is?
It could be just me, but I would have come in. But that's just me.
Yeah. Well, when you work the morning shift, you have all those extra hours for makeup.
Even if I came in the morning, I would have
done. Because of the TV
makeup
portion.
And lighting. Yeah, they different. Have to.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Was he on 11.2?
Yes, they have to block out. You know, that's a stage term. Block out your space. Do the rehearsals and the run-throughs. Block out where do you stand?
It's called blocking.
Stage left. Blocking.
Yeah. They do the blocking, and they do a run-through with one audience, and then they have the live show. It's like Saturday Night Live. It's a big
production.
Yeah, that's quite an audience they have. Okay, so we'll have them on the phone. We'll talk about entertainment stuff. Have I even talked Mark and Jason yet, or am I that far behind?
No. Yes. No, you haven't yet.
Oh, my goodness. No, we're so far behind. I'll have to do that, and I'll have to do a couple more before the top of the hour. When you change jobs, and my daughter's changing jobs this week, so she has to go for training, and she's all kind of freaked out about it. Hey, it's life. People go through stuff. In the end, it's exciting and probably will be a good thing. But when you change jobs, you might have a 401k plan. She did not before. She will now at this place. Or if you're planning on retirement. And some look like guy that just called, Father Bob. He retired. Good for him. You might need help with all that. You can set up a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, a complimentary meeting. And I'm going to give you the website that will have all the information you need, tell you a little bit about them, has the phone number. And you need to know that there is no cost or obligation. And I know it's a little scary because sometimes you meet with people and you think, oh, I hope they don't try to press me, push me into. No, they're not. All they're going to do is let you tell them what you're doing with your money, your $25,000 or more. And they'll tell you what they think about that. And they'll tell you honestly, if you're doing something right with it, they'll say that you're doing something right. If you're doing something wrong and they have a better idea, they'll tell you that too. And in the end, you're the one that makes the decision. You'll decide whether you want more advice from Mark and Jason. The website is markandjason.com. You should know they are with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC, the NYSE, ARRP, MBA, NBA, NRA, IBEW, CBS, NBC, ABC, TWA,
IGA,
IGA,
CMC,
CMT. They're members of lots of stuff, but especially the SIPC and the NYSE. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, they would love to talk to you. Please tell them when you call your AM and the PM. Here's the website, markandjason.com. Don't go away because Colin Jeffrey will call us on the phone because he's a slacker and he's going to tell us a lot about entertainment. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a check on traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, water's really close to Highway 44 here at 141. Obviously, that intersection at 141 and Highway 44, 141 closed both directions there. So you've got a lot of volume westbound on Highway 44 coming from Big Bend out through there. As folks make their way to get around this intersection, they've clogged up Highway 270 southbound from Olive down through Graboid as well. Making your way, stop and go in that stretch. There was an earlier accident westbound 44 at Highway 270 that didn't help things at all. Southbound 141, as I say, closed at 140 at Highway 44. Same story northbound. Westbound on Highway 64, you're heavy-headed out of the city between Kings Highway and McCausland. Eastbound on 270 up in North County, there was an incident in the left lane at New Florist, and you were backed up to McDonald at that point. Graboid, both directions, very, very heavy stop and go between 270 and 141. Again, folks trying to get out to this Valley Park Fenton area that they can't access with because 44 and 141, the water over the road at 141 and 44. This update brought to you by the Grammys on CBS. Witness greatness, the 58th Grammys coming Monday, February 15th. Go to Grammy.com for all the nominees. Brought to you by the Grammys on CBS. Frank Ladd of the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
St. Louis born, Missouri raised, with a little Illinois on our mother's side.
And darn well proud of it.
The Big 550, KTRS, St. Louis.
Westwick Roofing, wherever you live. From Berkeley to Belleville, to Richmond Heights to Melville, Glendale to Shrewsbury, the Central West End. Sunset Hills to Sula, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
314-645-2000. Aren't you tired of hearing ads that say they're the best, they're the experts, blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another? Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-400-9937. That's 1-800-400-9937.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-400-9937. That's 1-800-400-9937.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Sterco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change, and that's why I say go to our website, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Sterco can add to the character of your home, go to Sterco.net. Sterco.net. Sterco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buying. Specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Like burgers? Like chicken? Then you'll love the new Flame Grilled Chicken Burger from Burger King. Just two for $5. The new Flame Grilled Chicken Burger. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic.
Andro 400 Max. The best all-natural testosterone booster. Gain energy. Lose belly fat. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
People love the new KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Offer includes popcorn chicken, side cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
Thank you very much. Colin Jeffries on the way. Talk a little entertainment talk. I need to take a minute to speak to everyone who needs to go to the dentist, or to people who go to the dentist, but you don't look forward to it. You even go twice a year, but you dread it. I know why you dread it. Because that dentist hurt you one time, and you've never forgotten about it. Or because he or she has really bad zits, and you don't like looking at them, and, or a weird eye that goes one way, or bad breath, or not funny and tries to tell jokes, or doesn't say anything at all, and you're uncomfortable. The silence is deafening. Or because your dentist shakes real badly and refuses to retire. Or because you just, you know what, maybe the dentist has just retired and you've just been putting off getting a new dentist. I'll eventually get it. Do it now. Here, Ballast Dental Care. There. I made it easy. Ballast Dental Care. Gone there 42 years. And I'm inviting you to go where I go. And you'll like it as much as I like it. And you'll want to go there 42 years. Now, if you're 50, if you go there 42 years, you'd be 92. That's fine. I hope they're still around. I hope that nothing changes. I know the people will change. Dr. Watanabe will retire. But he's got good people there. If everything about it remains the same, I'd go there till I was Aunt Gus's age, 110. Wasn't she 110 when? Next month?
Yes, next month.
Ballast Dental Care. This is the dentist you didn't think existed. And folks, if you haven't been to a dentist for 10 or 20 years and you're embarrassed, this is a place you will not have to be embarrassed. That's what they're there for. They've seen worse than whatever your situation is. Or if you just want a place where never again will you be dreading an appointment, here it is, Ballast Dental Care. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Hey, what is it, Pally?
I like him. I like him. He's a good reporter. That's bad. The worst Dean Martin ever. Time to check in by phone with Colin Jeffrey, who is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Here is Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, hello, Frank. Hello, how are you?
How is vacation going?
Oh, I'm not on vacation.
That's right. You worked
early. I wish I was.
You worked early today.
Yeah, I was in at 4 this morning, and then I have to, I'm filling in for Farmer Dave, so I'm doing the farm show in the morning. Mm.
I saw him this morning. He's been sandbagging all morning. That guy, how does he do that? He's 78 years old, isn't he?
Yeah.
How does he do that? His back.
Well, that farm life.
Farmers. You know what? Those farmers.
Farm living.
They, what?
Nothing.
I know what it was. Green Acres.
Yeah.
We know.
Yep.
The farmers have strong backs, and good for Farmer Dave sandbagging and helping. We have people here at work who sandbag, but that's a different thing.
Yes. Different kind.
They sandbag every day. what do you have for? I hope you have some good stuff.
I've got some. Did you have a good Christmas, first of all?
I had a tremendous Christmas because my kids were there, and my grandson was there, and my mother-in-law was there, and that's why it was a great Christmas.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad. Did you get any movies under the tree?
Personally, I only got two presents. I opened two presents, and that's it. I don't think anyone... Yeah, my grandson got a bunch of movies, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, and all, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, if you missed any movies, there are some great sales right now, but nothing particularly worth picking up this week. Hitman Agent 47 is out. That was not good. The Perfect Guy is out. That's a, they say it's a thriller, but it's very predictable and not very good. And A Walk in the Woods, starring Robert Redford and Nick Nolte, was not very good. The only movie you might want to consider picking up is a combination of a Western movie and a horror movie. It's called Bone Tomahawk. It stars Kurt Russell as a sheriff. They have to pull together a group of gunslingers to go after some people who were kidnapped from a small town of Bright Hope. They were kidnapped by a group of cannibals,
oh,
and they have
yeah.
to rescue them. This movie is actually a lot of fun. I liked it quite a bit. It blends somehow Westerns and horror pretty well.
But it's not, tell me it's not comedy.
No, it's not comedy. It is gruesome. It is gory. It's good.
All right.
I mean, you like those things.
I mean, I do. Here's how much I like it. You know, and I watched 2 days ago, The Hills Have Eyes.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. The original or the remake?
Oh, no. The 2006, would that have been the original?
That's the remake, yeah. That was actually exploitation movie.
Well, whatever it was, it was great. It was so horrible. It was great. So scary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it is gruesome. I wanted to do something a bit different today. There's not a lot of new television this week, but I wanted to recap some of the moments that stuck with me from 2015 on television. So there might be some mild spoilers, but I tried to steer clear of those. Did you watch The Jinx on HBO?
No.
Oh, you should. It goes back and talks about this guy that was tangled up in the murder of his wife and close friend, and he, for years, said, I was not guilty, I had nothing to do with it. Then during the series finale, he says, oh, no, I didn't do it on camera. He walks into the restroom unaware that his mic is on and talking to himself, seems to...
I remember that.
Yes, because the next day the FBI arrested him, saying it had nothing to do with that, but they arrested him, and he is now facing charges for the murder of his wife and best friend. Something else that happened this year, Brian Williams was suspended,
I did not hear about this.
But it's kind of odd to go back and think that in January, he was the anchor of the number one news program in America. And now he's on MSNBC.
But it's very odd for him and hard for him to comprehend it.
Oh, yeah. It's
He might as well not even be on TV. I have never heard one person says, hey, I've been watching Brian Williams on MSNBC. It's pretty good. Yeah. Nobody. Nobody's watching it.
Oh, yeah. I know zero people who watch that still. You didn't watch Mad Men, did you?
I did. Every single episode.
Every single episode. I'm not going to spoil the end of it, but the scene that stuck out to me is when Peggy walks into her new home at the in the end of season 7.
What stuck out to me through the whole series was that Jones boobs. whatever her name is. Catherine, what's her name?
Jones.
Redhead. Jones.
Yeah. It was Peg Bundy.
No. It's Mad Men.
I'm thinking of somebody else. Yeah.
Christina Hendricks.
Christina Hendricks.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's what stuck out to me is her. Wow.
If you watch Veep on HBO, there's a scene and if you're not watching this, you should watch it. It's very funny, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus makes it more than worth the watch. I think it's one of the funniest shows on television. But her chief of staff has a very memorable meltdown. 2020 got a huge interview this year with Caitlyn Jenner. As on April 24th, that was 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Eight months ago, she came out as a woman. Caitlyn Jenner did. Yeah. And those are some of the moments that stuck out to me.
Speaking of 2020, did you know Hugh Downs is still alive? Did you know that?
I did not know
that. He lives in Carefree, Arizona. What a great name for a town if you're retired. Where do you live? Oh, Carefree.
Wow.
That's where he lives. He's 90 or something like that, 92. Yeah, he's still around.
Yeah,
I used to really like Hugh Downs.
Yeah, and that's that made a bit of a 40-minute drive from where I lived growing up. So Carefree,
pretty
close to Phoenix.
That's a great story.
It is. Thank you. It's going to go down as the largest year for movies at the box office ever. But at the same time, illegal downloads of movies are on the rise. So I've got a quick countdown of the top three movies that were illegally downloaded. Avengers Age of Ultron, they said, was downloaded more than 41 million times.
See, I wouldn't even know how to do that, illegal download of a movie.
No. I guess it's getting easier, but it seems like they're also getting better at shutting some things down, so I don't know.
When you're the one they want to make an example of and charge you $200,000, you wish you hadn't done it.
Yeah. Furious 7 was downloaded nearly 45 million times, and Interstellar, which is actually a 2014 release, was downloaded 46 million times this year.
Wow. 46 million.
That's, Think about that. The average ticket, $10. Yeah. That's nearly $500 million taken out of their pockets.
Well, that's assuming those people would have gone to the movie. Some of them, yes, would have.
Oh yeah, they never would have. Yeah, they probably, if they were downloading it for free, they probably wouldn't have paid $10.
Yeah.
And before we get to a movie review, I have a movie review for you today. It's got a nice big TV, and I just upgraded this past year to a much larger TV, and can barely remember my standard definition television I had at the beginning of the year. Well, apparently, in order to have a TV in the UK, you have to have a license for it. You have to license it to say, we have a TV in our residence.
Really?
A new report says 9,000 Britons still have black and white televisions.
Wow.
9,000 black and white televisions. Yeah, I don't know why you would keep black and white, but I guess there's some people who still have it. The movie review I have came out on 70mm on Christmas Day, and it will be expanding this week. It is Quentin Tarantino's newest movie, The Hateful Eight. If you are unfamiliar with the idea of this movie, it is a slight blend of genres, I would guess. It's a Western sort of combined with a thriller, kind of a, think Agatha Christie, locked room murder mystery type movie.
Isn't Samuel L. Jackson in this one?
This is Samuel L. Jackson is in this film. It's winter in Wyoming, and a bounty hunter and his prisoner are on a coach ride to a cabin where they can hole up while this huge blizzard passes. And on the way, they meet several characters and end up all converging on this one cabin. It's Minnie's Haberdashery. And it's a smaller, you can have a bed, you can get coffee, you can buy some sundries and move on your way. But they have a blizzard is there that is going to snow them in for several days. Before we get to the movie itself, I just want to say this. I loved the characters' names in this. It felt like a Western. Jennifer Jason Leigh plays a character, Daisy Domergue. Walter Goggins, who's in Justified, you'd recognize him if you saw him. Sheriff Chris Mannix, Samuel L. Jackson plays Major Marquise Warren. They sound like Western names, I thought. And so it was a small detail.
I'm sure it's good. I won't see it. I can't stand Quentin Tarantino. That'll keep me away from it. He always looks like he smelled something that really stinks.
Oh, yeah.
Like he just cut one and he's standing in the middle of it. That's what he looks like.
If you can
Plus,
get
he
past,
hates cops.
Though,
he hates cops, so I don't like this guy.
If you can get past that, though, the movie, just looking at the movie, I think it is one of his better films. The first half of the movie, and this clocks in at almost 3 hours, so be prepared to buckle in for a long movie if you go see this.
And when you go see it, folks, remember, you're putting money in the pocket of a cop hater. Sorry.
All right. The first half is all the characters getting to this haberdashery, and it's a lot of talking, but you can feel the tension building, and it's done in two ways, not just what they're saying, but how they're looking at one another, the feel, you can tell they're becoming more and more suspicious. But the music in this, it's going to be nominated for an Academy Award for original score, because it is excellent. It builds. It puts you, there's odd choices for songs. It puts you on edge. You'll be watching. You're like, why did they choose this song? It just all adds to this feeling of sort of being on the edge of your seat and feeling off balance. The second half of the film is the thriller, when we're trying to figure out who's good, who's bad, who's going to live, who's going to die. I'm going to warn you of a few things. This is gory on a level that I don't know that he's ever experienced before. There are characters vomiting blood. There are limbs missing. Yeah. Additionally, it has very liberal use of the N-word. And
that sure sounds great.
Very liberal use. It's probably close to 70 times in the film. So if you're off put by either of those things, this is not the film for you. However,
and there's always a however in life.
I really enjoyed it, and it was a fun movie. It's very odd to put it out at Christmas Day. I gave it a 7 out of 10. So that's what I have to say about that. What will you be watching on New Year's? You'll be flipping in between maybe a bit.
I'll be asleep.
You'll be asleep.
New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to watch anything before you go to bed.
I don't watch
I know you hate the big production.
I don't watch any of that stuff.
Hopefully everybody's watching the Southside Johnny Band.
Oh, when's that, Dan?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
At the firehouse.
Maybe later you can tell us more about that.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Anyway, I am Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment. We'll see you in 2016.
All right, thank you, Colin.
Bye.
Colin Jeffrey from his recliner at home. Brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. For more, you can go to windowworldst.louis.com. First Community Credit Union. I was there today. I was in there today. And I did not have any popcorn. I saw people who did. It was pretty busy today. I think after the holiday, a lot of people get checks for Christmas or something. You know, they go in and deposit it. So it was fairly busy today. And here's what I'm doing. I'm inviting you. I'm not going to tell you. I can't make you. You were a kid. There's always that kid that went, yeah, you make me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you said you were, who's army? You who's army?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to make you change where you do your banking. I'm just asking. I'm inviting you to join the rest of us who are members at First Community Credit Union. We love it. We love being members. But you're never going to know what it is we love so much until you do your banking there. You can start with one or two accounts. Start with a car loan, because I think they're still giving $100. If you just move your car loan over to First Community, they give you $100. Plus, you might get a lower rate. A lot of people do, so it's a lower car payment. Start there. Start with all of it. Go to your banks. I'm closing out everything, and I'm moving to First Community Credit Union. If they say, why? Because I'm AM&P. If they say, what does that mean? Then be glad you're out of there. They don't even know what that means. You don't want to bank there. Great place to bank. 42 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Maggie.
And we're from the Piccadilly at Manhattan, saying thanks to our customers for another great year. Maggie, Molly, and I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We will close for the holidays at 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve, and we'll reopen January 5th with our regular hours of 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
All our food is homemade and prepared fresh daily. We feature soups, salads, sandwiches, as well as pot pies, barbecue, fried chicken, and meatloaf.
Please come see us for lunch or dinner.
From our family to yours, happy holidays.
News at the top of every hour. This is the Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.